This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and join their team today. Right now, we head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. We're joined by legendary Maryland coach Gary Williams. He'll be at ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races on Thursday to watch March Madness. Is just about an hour from Washington, a great place to catch all the games. ESPN Bet Sportsbook offers 40 TVs and a three-sided jumbotron with a 250-inch LED screen. And, of course, table games, slots, terrific restaurants, too. It's Coach Gary Williams.
Coach.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, great. How are you?
Doing all right?
Good.
Yeah?
Still here.
Still kicking.
Man, I can't believe it's been, has it been 14, 15 years now?
Yeah, 2011, wow. 14 this year.
Do you miss this time? Like, I'm sure you love your life and everything, and I know, God only knows, I know you don't want to be involved with the recruiting
with the
way
portal.
It is today.
Yeah.
But do you miss this time of year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's if just to make the NCAA tournament, I don't care if you're Duke or whoever it is, it's a big thrill. I mean, you grow up watching that and as a player, and then coaching, you know, you get my first job as an American U as a head coach, and you never think you're going to be good enough to make the NCAA tournament wherever you coach. And then when you finally make it, it's really a big thrill, and that never goes away. I mean, if it does, then you probably shouldn't be in college coaching if that goes away.
Mm-hmm. How cool for Dwayne Simpkins to lead AU to the NCAA tournament. You must be incredibly proud of that.
Yeah, I think Dwayne is a great example of somebody that really paid his dues. He was an assistant coach, couldn't get a look as a head coach for a long time, and finally got his chance. And, you know, he's taken AU in just in 2 years to the NCAA tournament. So, you know, to win the Patriot League was a great thing for Dwayne this year. And, you know, it's interesting to see him yell at players after I yelled at him for 4 years.
Yeah, we asked him his favorite.
He told us a couple stories.
We asked him his favorite Gary yelling at him story. Do you have a favorite Dwayne Simpkins story?
Oh, yeah. We played Georgetown, our big win that got us back on the map. And we finally get the game into overtime. We got the ball, scores tied. He drives down the lane, and Othell Harrington was a great player for Georgetown, comes over and tries to block Jane's floater as he goes down the lane. And Joe Smith, the number one pick in the draft that year, is standing there wide open. Dwayne sees him and still continues on and shoots that floater over Harrington, had to throw it about 12 feet in the air to get it in. And it went in. And I showed him the tape after the game, and he said, "Yeah, coach, but I knew I was going to make it. So I just hope that one of his players, you know, is like that he has to coach." So, you know, it all comes around.
When he said, do you go off on him in the film study too or no?
Oh, yeah. No, I said, look, you know, we've got to make this play. And Dwayne goes, yeah, right, but we won the game. I mean, you can't, you know, good players, you can't intimidate them.
They come right back at you. So, Coach, what are your thoughts on the Terps this year? You know, the Crab Five, stud freshman McQueen, and Rodney Rice coming in, transferred from former DeMatha kid, transferred in from Virginia Tech. K-Dub, Kevin Willard, got a couple other transfers in. Don't have much of a bench, not much production from the bench. But, you know, sometimes you don't really need a bench in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, if you stay healthy and stay out of foul trouble, the timeouts are so long. They're over 3 minutes in the NCAA tournament, plus halftime's even a little longer than 15 minutes. So you've got plenty of rest, except if you get an injury or, you know, the foul problems can come up. But I coached Rodney Rice's father at Boston College for a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how old I am. So, he transferred to Richmond and had a great career at Richmond. He was playing behind Michael Adams and Dominic Presley from Mackin High School, so he had two pretty good guards in front of him at Boston College.
So what are your thoughts on Maryland and their chances? They play Grand Canyon.
I think Maryland's really good. I mean, they've proven they're really good. You look at their losses the last couple of months. They've been right there in every game, and their five, I think you can throw them up against anybody because they're unusual in today's game where they have two bigs. Not many teams, you know, Florida does, somebody like that, but not many teams have two bigs and three outstanding shooters on the perimeter. And, you know, just watch them, and you guys watch them, it's really fun to watch them play, I think, and not just because it's Maryland. They really share the ball. In other words, it seems like the guy that's open gets the ball, and not many teams are that good at that. And it's not that they're selfish. It's just they're not good enough to get the ball to the right guy. But the ball moves when Maryland plays, and, you know, they play aggressive defense. And it'll be interesting to see how they attack the NCAA tournament, how much full-court pressure they use, because there's been times this year where the full-court pressure has really helped them. In fact, it brought them back from 15 down against Michigan.
Right.
I thought that was a big part of their comeback against Michigan.
Gary, so about 4 to 6 weeks ago, we were having this debate about the crowd at Maryland. I think Jeff Ehrman wrote about it. Do you have a theory why the fan base seems so fickle and wasn't filling up, you know, the stands really until maybe the last couple of games?
Yeah, I do. I've always felt, number one, Maryland has the longest semester break between the fall and spring semesters of any school in the country. They get out around December 20 and don't come back to the end of January. Mm. And you probably play two or three home Big Ten games during that period. And so that starts out the Big Ten season after your first game or two in December. You start out with no students there, and that's not a good thing. And then we all know this area. I mean, there's so many things to do. There's seven pro franchises within 35 miles of the University of Maryland. And, you know, you look at where the Big Ten, the traditional Big Ten schools are from. They're all from isolated campuses, basically, where there's nothing else to do unless you go to the basketball game. Well, that's not true in College Park. There's a lot of things. Yeah, you know, the nation's capital's 7 miles down the road. So you've got some built-in problems there. But at the same time, you know, the students have to pick it up. You know, they have to be better. They got better as the year went on. But, you know, Maryland started, you know, winning big and being ranked and all that. And so, yeah, great that they came to the game. But they got to be there. They got to be there in December for all those games. You can't afford to lose games in December anymore. And, you know, it's not always there. So hopefully the success of this year will make it a thing to do, is to be at the basketball games.
Do you buy this theory? So EB and I, when we went to University of Maryland, we didn't have great grades. Our SAT was mediocre, but we got into University of Maryland. Now the standards are really high. That I heard a story recently that a valedictorian from my kid's high school didn't get into University of Maryland. A valedictorian, that those students aren't as into basketball because they got to be in the books.
Too many nerds?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe they should close a library for the basketball games.
Well, you know, one thing, Gary, I will say that I remember distinctly is, and it's part of why I feel such a fondness to Gary, you know, he has no idea, but you had a personal relationship with the fans. Like, you made a point of talking to the fans. At, you know, they would have, I don't know, they still do the interviews, you know, post-game, where, you know, mm-hmm. where they the whole arena can hear. I know there were times where, you know, you'd address the fans in the middle of the game if you were pissed off about something. You'd buy pizza for the fans that were standing in line for tickets to a Duke game. You know, that was a real point of emphasis for you.
Yeah, I think the things you're saying are true. The student body has changed. You know, when I was coaching, we had a lot of guys from New York, Jersey, you know, Maryland, the whole thing. And mm-hmm. we were all about the same. I mean, I went to Maryland, and, you know, I certainly wouldn't get in today if I applied to Maryland. There's no right. way right. I would get into school. And the student body has changed, and you have to do whatever it takes to get people there. I remember getting the job in 89. We had the sanctions go against us from the NCAA. And, mm-hmm. you know, we were at, you know, every fraternity house meeting, we had somebody there trying to talk to the students about coming to the games and doing whatever it took, talking to the faculty, going to faculty meetings, you know, and all those things you do. I think part of that came from American U, where we didn't have a gym. We had to play our games in Fort Myer. And you have to make the trip across town for every home game. You had to load vans with water jugs, towels, you know, do all that stuff. And but that was the job. You did it, you know. And now, you know, I think Maryland has to address, and especially in football. Football's, you know, really got problems in mm-hmm. terms of drawing people. And mm-hmm. there's got to be a way. That's how I always coach. So, you know, there's got to be a way to win. There's got to be a way to do it. And you didn't always get it done, but you never stop trying to figure out a way to, you know, in this case, to get the people there, because home court in basketball is really important. I mean, the crowd's so close that if you have a great home crowd, it's definitely going to affect the game mm-hmm. One way or the other. And if all the other teams in your league have that and you don't, it's going to catch up with you eventually.
Well, it used to irk me. We always had it for Duke and Carolina, but like freaking Clemson would come or Florida State would come,
right,
and it wouldn't necessarily be packed. And I, as a fan, diehard fan, I'd be livid, and I'm pretty sure Gary wasn't super happy about it
I'm
either.
I'm sure he wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the old Al McGuire story. The first thing you do when you walk out in the court as a coach, you look up in the corners. If you see people in the corners, you know it's going to be a great crowd.
Right.
So, you know, and you know, in Maryland, you could feel it. And, you know, going back to Cole Fieldhouse, so you can't build a place like Cole Fieldhouse anymore, but mm-hmm. that was the ultimate. You know, you'd walk in there, say I get in there, you know, before the game, 6 o'clock, walking around, and it was cold, January. By halftime, it was 100 degrees mm-hmm. in Cole Fieldhouse. Mm-hmm. And that added to it. Yeah. In other words, you know, Xfinity is very nice to sit there and watch a game.
a little too comfortable,
you know,
maybe.
Comfortable. Yeah. And Cole wasn't. You couldn't get to a bathroom in Cole Fieldhouse. You know, it was great.
Gary, does it blow your mind when you walk around the campus and you see the Jones Hill House now for the football team, and you see the new Barry Gossett Performance Center going up outside Xfinity, and you're like, man, I could have used this when I was here back in the day, but it's just progress. Like, they're adding, obviously, to the facilities, like an arms race.
I don't mind that at all. I think that's great. My teammate and Billy Jones is part of the Jones Hill naming. And so Billy's legacy, you know, should be there, and it should be on campus. And, you know, we should be proud of that, because we were ahead of the curve on every other ACC school at the time. And so all those things are good. I you know, I'm not one of these old guys to sit around and say, damn, I wish I would have, you know, we could have done this, mm-hmm. done that. Mm-hmm. You know, you do what you can during your time, and then, you know, that's all you can do. You can't do more than that.
Gary, can you just tell us an old story? Was it at AU or was it, why am I thinking Lafayette? I don't know. Were you coaching soccer?
Yeah, Lafayette. I was a head men's soccer coach. I got the job. I was a high school coach, and we were winning games. I coached in Camden, New Jersey, where you have great players, and we were winning. And Tom Davis gets the Lafayette job from American U. He was Tom Young's assistant at American U. He calls me up. Tom had been a graduate student at Maryland when I was playing there, and I got to know him. And he said, I'm going to hire you as assistant coach at Lafayette College. And it's 1970. And I said, great, I'm there. And he goes, well, one thing. He said, they never had a full-time assistant in basketball before, And so the only money in the budget, the soccer coach left. So that money's in the budget, but you'll have to coach the soccer team. And I'm like, you know, I this is 19. Nobody ever watched soccer back then. Right. I mean, it was, I knew there was 11 guys in the team and they had two goals and, you know, stuff like that. But that was about it.
Right.
That was the hardest thing I've ever done is the first day of soccer practice. I was 25 years old. My seniors were 22, 23 years old. And I knew they knew a lot more about soccer than I did. And that was really hard to walk out in the practice field. But, so what we did all basketball drills except we used our feet.
Ran the weave.
Hey, yeah, Gary.
Man weave, sure. All that
of course.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about just some potential, coaching matchups and potential coaching matchups. So one of the more interesting parts of the bracket, Kansas is playing Arkansas. So Bill Self, they're never a 7 seed. They're never below a 4 seed. But they are this year. They got to go to Providence to play John Calipari. And then the winner of that game is going to probably play Rick Pitino in St. John's up there in Providence. Of course, Pitino coached at Providence. It's going to basically be a home crowd there. Just kind of your thoughts on those coaching matchups. And Calipari and Pitino have had a kind of frosty relationship over the years. So just kind of your thoughts on those potential matchups.
Yeah, I think that's tremendous that they threw those three guys together up there. Look forward to that. Kansas is weird this year. You know, they just – and you can see the frustration on Self when he's coaching. You know, he just can't get them to play that he wants to play. Obviously, Self has been a great coach and knows what he's doing, but sometimes you just get a team that you can't get to play the way you want to play. And, you know, you're not – you know, Self isn't going to compromise. He's going to try to make them play his way. And – so far this year, they've really struggled. What Pitino's done is, I think, the face of college basketball now. He's probably done recruiting his last high school player. He's going to take guys that have proven it maybe at the mid-major level. They can get double figures and that are 22, 23 years old or you know, men compared to a 17-year-old freshman. So I think that's going to be a part of that. And I kind of like to see Arkansas and St. John's play in that second game because they might, you know, they ought to let those two guys go at it at half court for a couple minutes before the game starts. You know, that would be terrific. But, you know, St. John's, what they've done, the only thing about St. John's, I don't know how good the Big East is this year. You know, there's some good teams in there, but at the same time, they haven't played the you know, the toughness in an Arkansas has to play in the Southeastern Conference every night out this year. So that would be an interesting game. I hope they get to that game.
Talking to Hall of Fame basketball coach Gary Williams, of course, led Maryland to a national championship in 2002, two-time ACC Coach of the Year. Want to get your coaching perspective. So we know Maryland runs their five guys, their crab five, pretty much the whole game. How would you coach against that?
Well, I'd try to pressure their guards all the way up court, not necessarily trap, but make them work every time, you know, my team scored and make them work bringing the ball up court. Now, the problem with that, you extend the defense a little bit, and they got three guys that are pretty good ball handlers out of that crab five that, you know, can put it on the floor, penetrate, whatever. So you have to be careful with that. But my goal, you know, and that would be, I think, any coach that looks at Maryland this year says, well, I got to get to their bench. I got to get, you know, substitutes into the game from Maryland. And so how do you do that? Go inside with the basketball, try to get Queen or whatever into foul trouble. And, you know, can you do that? You know, can you do that? And that's other, obviously, teams in the Big Ten have tried to do that and haven't been that successful with it this year. So Maryland has figured out a way to handle that. And, you know, you talk about a bench. And, you know, my idea with a bench is just keep the score where it is. You know, your bench doesn't have to come in and, you know, take the game over. They have to contain. They have to play defense. They have to rebound, do all those things. And then you bring the starters back in, and hopefully, you know, they can extend the lead or whatever or bring it back if you're behind. And, you know, I think that's what Maryland's done this year. Everybody says, well, the bench doesn't give you any points. Well, the bench doesn't have to give you points, but they have to keep you playing well. That's the key to the bench.
Yeah.
Not to put you completely on the spot, but a week ago on our show, we did a tribute to John Feinstein, who had been a contributor on our show for 13 years. Your thoughts on the passing of John?
Yeah, that's been a tough one. I've known John. He was our beat reporter for the Washington Post and American U when I, in 1978 he started. So I've known John through everything, ups and downs, all those things. And, you know, to see him go was really tough because we had stayed in contact, and probably I've had more contact with since I stopped coaching. And, you know, we'd get breakfast every month or so. And, you know, and John has had some tough things lately that, you know, physically and some other stuff that, you know, he's had to really fight things. And to see it happen the way he did, he was up here, as you guys know, he was up here covering the Atlantic 10 tournament and staying at his brother's house and,
right.
you know, passed away from a heart attack. And it's just really sad. His, in fact, his services this afternoon, which I am attending.
Mm. Oh, wow. Very nice.
Well, Coach Williams, we always appreciate catching up with you. Thanks for the time. If people can come hang out with you and watch the games at ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races Thursday. So go out there and hang out with Coach Williams. Thanks again.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, thanks, really appreciate Coach. It.
Appreciate
hey,
it, man.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys. Yeah, congratulations. You guys have had an unbelievable length of time. It's in this market. Tremendous. So keep it going.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Appreciate
means
that.
A lot,
very
Coach.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll
that
see
was
you.
Gary Williams, legendary Maryland head coach.
You know what? Gives me chills.
I mean, he's
always liked us. Like I ran into him probably 25 years ago, maybe 27 years ago when we were starting out. He was buying a suit at Macy's or Hacks. Might have been Hacks back then. And
used to love Hacks.
I didn't know if I should say something to him.
He needs top 10 suits.
And so I mustered up the courage, and I went up to him and I said, "Hey, Gary, I'm JP from the Giants." And he was butt nice.
Yeah.
He's like, "Always root for you guys because you guys started on the bottom."
Yep. Yeah, he's.
You know what? That's what he's an underdog guy.
He loves those stories.
We're definitely underdogs.
All right, coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the Fan. Coming up before the show is over, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to a pretty good double bill coming to Jiffy Lube Live this summer. It's Live and Collective Soul. So we'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up before the show is done.
Ed Kowalczyk,
yeah, correct.
From?
They're from York, Pennsylvania.
York, PA. Good job.
Your home state, which you love. And you always can't stop talking about PA. How much you love it.
I was born there. I was there a week.
That yeah. York thing with
York
the
barbells
weightlifter guy.
Yeah.
All the time.
Sure.
Like
it's right there on the highway.
I can't remember if it was when I was driving to Marist or driving to Cornell. One of the two.
Yeah.
Drive by
and
all the time.
And it spins around, doesn't it? It's just the guy with the barbell.
Oh, I didn't even notice it spinning.
And I think
spinning.
The sign spins, like slowly spins around.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I just put up our Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside. Of course, you can get Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is simply, will the Terps basketball team advance to the Sweet 16 and beyond this year?
Mm. Let's hope.
It's been
so.
A while.
That would be nice.
I think I am in our Vinny pool that we all agreed. I am going to take, just so it's official, I'm taking Yale.
Okay.
So that's, if I get one fine. Win, I okay. get 13 points.
13 right? points.
It's pretty solid.
They played Texas A&M. Listen, I know nothing about that. I know more about.
Well,
I
mean, coached.
I don't know. The people that live next door than Buzz, I do Texas A&M.
Buzz Williams.
Yeah. Well, he's good.
He's very good. Good at what he does.
Might be a bad bet.
Yeah, it could be.
Might be a bad bet.
But you're right. If they did win the first round, that's 13, and somehow they won the second round against Michigan or UC San Diego, you get 26 points.
Yeah.
So if they somehow got to the Sweet 16, that's a big number.
That would be a miracle. Let's see if they could win the first round games 2 years in a row. Probably unlikely.
Yeah. Right.
But I do think that they're a quality team.
Right.
Like for a mid-major type team, obviously.
Hey, we should thank the Washington Nationals.
Yes.
Each of us, we all have boxes out there.
Gift
and
box.
I opened up my box.
Okay.
And there's a box inside the box.
Oh, nice. Right,
and then inside the box is a countdown.
They've done this bit before.
It's a countdown to opening day. I previewed, I don't know, are we officially 6 days from opening day, Jason?
No Maybe. Chance.
We I was supposed to wait.
27.
First of all, why would you open six before you open seven?
Oh, I didn't see seven.
What are you doing, man?
Because it was the big one.
All right,
I don't
ahead.
Know.
No, you're supposed, it's like an advent calendar. Do you know how advent calendars
Of course
work?
I do.
Have you ever seen one of those?
Cakes. I wasn't paying
cheat?
Attention.
Are you going to cheat and look?
I already looked at number six.
All right, what is it? Explain it. Let me see.
I'll do number seven.
Yeah, do number seven.
Baseball.
Okay, so it's a baseball. Good.
A baseball. Right. So thank you to the Nats.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a couple days early.
It's very nice of them.
All right, you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment cakes?
Yes, I do.
I saw you stole my segment yesterday.
Well, I mean, is it stealing when you're not here?
I guess.
I don't think so.
Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Just as a little side note, these are like in the they're all over. But I guess the astronauts are heading back to Earth now.
Okay.
They picked them up at the space station. They're coming back. 17-hour flight. And here's the thing, Cakes.
Yep.
They plunge into the water. Like, there's going to be a parachute.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, hopefully it's a soft
landing. That's how they land.
I wonder how that landing really is. It can't be great.
Can't be great, but they're so glad to hit that water.
Back on Earth.
10 months they were up there.
But I'm guessing, they're strapped into their seats, obviously. They're not,
I mean,
just,
of course.
They're not just floating around.
No, of course.
They smash
there's
into the water
obviously some
all of
sort
sudden.
Of science, a lot of science to it, and they kind of, they can pick them up, swoop in, pick them up pretty quickly.
Right.
I don't think I'd be excited about that return to Earth.
Probably not.
I mean, I'd be excited to be home.
What's funny is those two astronauts that were up there for 10 months said they can't wait to go back up.
They just want to go back into outer space?
Yeah.
But they need to get back to Earth because they're going to be all screwed up. They can't even, remember when you came out of the coffin for 2 days?
Yeah, sure. Discombobulated.
They said they're probably just going to wheel them out, they're not going to stand up.
Okay.
Like, they're so out of sorts.
Mm.
It's going to be a long
recovery. Well,
they have
to get used to gravity again. I mean, that's weird.
It's very hard on their body.
I would imagine.
To be up there that long. And then the other sort of just pop culture story that is even showing up on, the TMZs of the world is that University of Pittsburgh student that has local ties, right? She's from Ashburn, I think, or Loudoun County.
Yep.
The parents, I guess, have officially said, they just said, just classify it as a death. It's awful. It's horrifying. I can't even, comprehend what they're thinking.
Yeah, it's
but
terrible.
They want authorities to stop with the missing person stuff. Mm-hmm. She's friggin' dead. Let's go on to the next step.
Right.
And
right.
I did see, since I left, they did officially name that wrestler dude a person of interest, right? And I actually think he cannot, at this point, leave.
I thought they let him go home.
Oh, did he? I thought I saw as of two days or so ago. That he wasn't on. You might have more information.
I thought I saw that he couldn't go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they took his passport. I thought they took his passport.
That's what I thought I read.
That'll keep you there.
On the flight yesterday or something. But maybe you have more up-to-date information. Tracy Morgan is in the news. We touched about it earlier. Very weird scene where during the first half of the Knick Heat game, he was at Madison Square Garden right there in the front row. Who's he next to? Bobby Bacala?
Bobby Bacala from Sopranos.
Where all of a sudden, he started puking. He vomited near his feet. And I don't.
Pat Nachos?
His nose was bleeding. It was just kind of all, it was really one of the grosser things you've ever seen. Now, the first thing I think of is he's just, overserved and he's a donk. But hopefully it's as benign as that. It's not something more awful. But they wheeled him out.
Overserved with alcohol wouldn't make me think nosebleed.
That's bizarre, too.
Now, was St. Patty's Day?
I don't know if it's bizarre if you're doing certain things.
St. Patty's Day, I mean, it's easy to get overserved on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I saw a bunch of them cakes. All right, so obviously American Idol's back, I told you. All the guys were making fun of me in Florida when I was telling them how much I enjoy that show. I mean, just ridiculing me. You can imagine. Right?
Sure, a lot of good-natured ribbing.
But I came back last night, actually, and made a point of watching the Sunday night episode that I didn't see while I was away. Just still, a couple people moved me to tears every time I see it. But there was one...
How many seasons now?
40?
There's been 100, but I think with this recent iteration, it's only maybe like 8 or 9 or 10.
But Seacrest has done like 40 seasons. Poor Dunkelman.
He's not done quite as... He hasn't done as many as the Donk from Survivor.
23 seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think they pretty much only do one a year.
Okay.
Survivor, for a period of time, they were doing like two a year.
Jeff Probst.
And they've mowed through a lot of different judges on that show. Lots.
Oh, yeah.
J-Lo.
Who are the current ones?
Ellen DeGeneres was a judge on American Idol.
I don't remember.
Forgotten that.
Yes.
Steven Tyler.
Yes.
Harry Connick Jr.
Yes.
T got sliced.
Yep. Yes.
Still does.
Luke Bryan, Nicki Minaj, don't remember that.
Yeah, no, Luke Bryan is still there. Lionel Richie's still there. Lionel Richie. Well,
he's been there for a while.
He's actually really pleasant and a nice. He seems like a really nice person. He's got to be close to 80.
He's 75.
He looks unbelievable. I don't know whatever Botox he's doing or whatever. He looks great.
Don't they say black don't crack?
It might be true.
Well, I mean, he's probably worth $350 million. The guy's...
Yeah.
Super wealthy.
Yeah,
he's probably himself in the best shape ever.
Probably not eating Twinkies every night like me.
No, of course he's not.
Yeah. By the way, I had some Target mint chocolate chip ice cream over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Legit.
Target. I can't speak to any other. I have no idea. I don't know if anybody's ever had Target ice cream before.
I have not.
The mint chip Target ice cream. I assume it's like $4, like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Highly recommend it.
Was that the ice cream that Joe was tweeting about that you stole or
Vinny
something?
Vinny was complaining that I ate it all. Like,
hey, EB's hogging all the mint chocolate chip.
They all had one serving. I had two servings, yeah. And I was gone.
St. Patty's Day green.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just saying, free plug. That's very good ice cream.
Target ice cream. I would never recommend it.
Believe me, you make fun of me. It's fine. It's very good. Mm. The mint chip.
Okay.
There was a mocha thing that they had. I'm not into that. The mint chip, amazing. It's worth the four bucks. Your spring break
really has changed over the years. Now you're arguing over who stole the ice cream.
Well, it's different. The other thing is,
I'm 50. How old am I now?
55.
I'm 55. You know, those guys are a couple years older than me.
Yeah.
Vin was going to bed at 9 p.m. He was going to bed at 9 p.m. every night.
Jason Bishop.
That's late.
And I was just like,
that's late.
I guess I'm going to bed too.
Yeah.
I'm just laying in bed, scrolling on my phone at 9 p.m. every night.
All right, we'll do more of EB's entertainment page next. And you'll have a chance to win those tickets to go see Live and Collective Soul at Jiffy Lube Live when we come back here on The Fan. At the end of the segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Live and Collective Soul when they come to Jiffy Lube Live Sunday, August 3rd. So keep listening. Because you could be a winner in just about 10 minutes.
Nice.
All right, I'll give you a few more stories here. I did want to mention, I know Valdez has the audio of it, of this girl that was on American Idol. And she was, right away you go, what's this weirdo doing? She had like a Band-Aid on her nose. And she was kind of this rebel. Her name is Sophie Powers. And I don't know, but I didn't realize, Valdez, I mean, this is obviously heavily edited, right? This is Sophie Powers making what could be the next William Hung audition for American Idol.
He was cool, but he made me really bored. So I gave him to my mom, and she loves him very much because animals are better than people. They try to cancel me, bother me, stop bothering me. I don't even like my job. Karens, shut the f*** up. Vegans, shut the f*** up. Babies, shut the f*** up. Everyone needs to shut the f*** up. Laundry, shut the f*** up. War, shut the f*** up. Dinosaurs, shut the f*** up.
So that was the bit.
Is that her? That's an original. Has to be an original.
And sort of a deadpan chick. Yeah. And you could see Luke Bryan, and they got a kick out of it.
They liked it.
They were laughing. You know,
it's very like Bobby Altoff.
Yes. Yes. And then they were
Did she advance?
No, they're like, obviously you have a talent, but this is probably not going to fit in American Idol. And she goes, yeah, I figured I'm Canadian anyway. You're like, you know, just
right.
She was doing a bit. She was
Who
doing
was
shtick.
The dude that got famous?
William Hung.
Yeah. Billy Hung.
Yeah.
Billy Hung.
I hate those auditions personally. I like just the real ones. But whatever. We'll see if that chick can carve out a little career for a few years out of one horrific audition cakes.
I'm gonna guess she won't.
Sabrina Carpenter, Valdez, you'll have to help me with this. I guess she's known, they're saying, for her provocative shows.
Every show, she has like a new sexual thing she does at the end, at the closing end of it.
Okay.
Called a Juno position.
Mm.
Okay, yeah. That's what this is?
Oh, I thought this was the double Eiffel Tower.
Sabrina Carpenter doing the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
When she performs a new position, it's called the Juno.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and this past show in Paris.
Makes sense.
She did a special for the boys out there.
Yeah, that was for the boys. Yeah,
it was 2-for-1.
Yeah, the 2v1.
I guess you're just going to have to see it for yourself. I don't really know how to articulate this, Valdez, but I didn't know that she was so titillating. She's super duper attractive.
She's very provocative.
Uh huh.
She's done up very well.
She's done up, and she's like 5'1".
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's very tiny, has big hair, very provocative.
Okay, gotcha.
Her tickets are through the roof.
I mean, she's good. Yeah, I mean, she's killing it.
She's like they're reaching almost Taylor level in terms of prices, Beyonce level.
Right. There is a video, I guess, of is it Biebs? The Biebs is this. He's clearly falling apart. His people are trying to say that he's not. I think he had issued something on social media where he talked about how inferior he felt to everyone. He looks so gaunt. He looks terrible. There was recently over the weekend, I guess he went to Disneyland.
Okay.
You know, it's supposed to be the greatest place on earth or something. And
happiest place on earth.
He looks fairly miserable.
I'm sure.
Who
is more miserable at a Disney property, Eric Bickle or the Biebs?
I could give him a run for his money.
Sure you could.
I could give him. Fortunately, as I told you, we only lasted about 2 hours each day.
Right.
My family would not
got your money's worth
it.
For those tickets.
One ride a day.
Yeah. Oh, I got on zero rides.
I just walked around
and held the stroller.
Right.
Or whatever. I mean, that whole thing's dumb.
Yeah, he doesn't look that happy in these pictures.
Yeah, he looks terrible. And then Cakes, more reason to be envious of Alex Cooper. You know, that's the chick from the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Call her daddy.
Yeah.
She's got some sort of TV deal. She's getting paid $1 billion.
She's getting like $100-some million for her Spotify thing. I think she she's making so much money.
Remember, she was doing Olympic coverage.
She did Olympic coverage. They're just forcing her
Hummers
on us.
Are an Olympic sport now?
I was unaware.
She's got that Unwell drink that's now the official sponsor of the Women's Professional Soccer League.
Yeah, that's what I was doing the story
She's
on.
Got
Unwell hydration.
I don't know. We're missing the... Maybe Don't Sleep is our ticket to millions because, I mean, I turn around, I see a story. I think Darren Revelle posted this a day or two ago.
I saw it about the Shark Tank.
A Shark Tank perspective, you know, like person went on and said, hey, I've got this beverage. I can't remember the original name of it. Might have been Mother's. I think it was the original of like... Yeah. A small mom and pop soda company.
Yeah.
And
was it soda
sharks,
or was it apple cider vinegar?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it was some form of like offshoot soda.
Okay.
Variant.
They all passed.
Everybody passed but one.
Uh-huh.
One of the sharks said, I kind of like it. I'll buy 25% of your business for, I think, $400K.
Oh, wow.
And that was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
4 years ago, this company rebranded to Poppy, which now is apparently a very popular soda brand, which was just bought by PepsiCo. I think you've heard of them for, I believe, $1.2 billion. So that $400K investment, you do the math, 25% of $1.2 billion, that's about 300 milli, 350 milli.
So she's prebiotic soda.
Prebiotic soda. See, we're missing the boat. We need to come up with
not probiotic, prebiotic.
So it has like apple cider soda. Vinegar and all that stuff that's supposed to be good for your gut, gut health,
correct.
And all that.
Yes,
gut health, very important, Cakes.
I know, I'm well aware.
I got on my vibrating plates last night. The Temu motor definitely. The Temu motor definitely is slowly dying. Motor.
Well, you probably put a bunch
a
of stuff
motor
in your,
is powered
in your
by
belly in the last 3 days.
Oh, I did.
There's no way a Temu motor is more powerful than a hamster running on a wheel. Impossible.
It is, but it's dying.
Not by a lot.
It's dying a pretty quick death. Yeah,
the hamster would last longer.
I think I'm finally officially over Temu.
Well, as you should be.
The products are just too shoddy.
They're garbage.
Yeah.
And you should stay a million miles away.
You got to stay a million miles away. But I don't know. I think that's about it. Did I miss anything else, Valdi? There's a photo of David Hasselhoff walking around, and you know how, like, you didn't see Gene Hackman for years, and you could barely recognize him? He doesn't look that
bad. Is the Reaper coming from
No, he still looks pretty fit, but, I mean, you know, you haven't seen Hoff in a while.
There's new music that's out, but I don't know if we have time to go through it.
Oh, yeah, you have Chapel Roan, right?
Maybe we can do it tomorrow.
Let's do it.
No, it's not only Chapel Roan, but Calvin Harris. They both went country.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hasselhoff's 72 years old.
Yeah.
Does he look 72?
I haven't seen the pictures that he's talking about.
I argue he looks great,
yeah,
but he doesn't really look like David Hasselhoff anymore. You know, because he's 72 and he's an old
dude. Did he have a lot of work done to his face?
He looks fit. He just looks fit.
He looks good.
But he's an old guy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That Chapel Roan, when I was at that bar in Naples with all the rich old ladies.
Yeah, they loved her. They're into her.
They were playing the Pink Pony Club or whatever that
was. Pink Pony Club's a smash.
That thing was hitting, boy. People were loving it.
I like Richmond John's version better, the One Trick Pony Club.
Right. We got to get behind that. We got to keep playing that.
Yeah.
We can't let that die on the vine.
No.
Like
we'll play it tomorrow when we play Chapel's new music, too.
Okay. All right. Nice. So did you say the other artist that you have? Or you
Calvin Harris.
I vaguely know Calvin. Is it Calvin Harris like an EDM guy?
Yeah, he is.
He's taking country and he's making it EDM country.
Wasn't he a DJ?
Yes.
I thought he was like
he has
DJ.
That song, Let's Go. Probably heard a million times.
We've,
sure.
Yeah. We've reached the oversaturation of the country market.
You're probably right.
Country's officially kind of jumped the shark.
Yeah. Hmm. Probably right. Hey, but you know what? You can win tickets to a show where I'm going to guarantee you're not going to play any country music. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to Live and Collective Soul Sunday, August 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live with Our Lady Peace and Graylin. Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event information, you can go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score those freebies. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Beamish and Finley are coming up next.